The Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
All right, let's do it. I'm in the mood. So imagine listening to a song on the radio and the artist that you're singing along with pulls up next to you at a light. That's what happened to this fan of Ariana Grande.
Let's go. What's your name?
Edwin.
Edwin, nice to meet you.
Oh my, I love you so much.
I was like, is that, how is this real? I was like, is that me?
Like, I'm this close to you.
This made my day.
Oh, that's sweet. It made her day and it made his whole life. A British tabloid says Pete Davidson is back in rehab. He supposedly checked himself in recently after a brief romance and breakup with some girl named Maria from The Bachelor. I don't know. Do I care? Probably not. Do you know this jam? All right, take a listen. Yeah, that's from Freaky Friday, Lindsay Lohan's band Pink Slip. They're going to reunite in the upcoming sequel, Freakier Friday. It comes out next year. Nicole Kidman says she sometimes wakes up crying and gasping, thinking about mortality and other life-related stuff. Oh, that's kind of sad. Ed Sheeran isn't happy that Band-Aid reused his voice from a 2014 recording of Do They Know It's Christmas. Of note, Ed says he would have respectfully declined.
At Christmas time, we let in light. And we banish shade.
Not because it didn't sound good, but he has learned more about the narrative associated with this, and it has changed his thinking. It has more to do with those stereotypical thoughts about Africa. They are capable of taking care of themselves, and we need to allow them and empower them, is what he says. Actor Paul Thiel died after a brief battle, with pancreatic cancer. He was only 35. He played Josh Avery on One Tree Hill. And listen to a little of this remastered Bob Dylan.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? Oh, where have you been, my darling young one?
Just kidding. Pulled ya. It's actually Timothée Chalamet doing all the singing in the upcoming movie about Dylan called A Complete Unknown. The movie's out December 25th. And Pete Townsend says he wakes up with suicidal thoughts every day. You know what? If I have to go to see that Timothée Chalamet Bob Dylan movie, I may feel the same. And Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne hate trophy hunting.
I'm Ozzy Osbourne. Let's get trophy hunting banned.
Come on, you guys. All we do is talk about it. Let's get it done. Let's get the ban done now. Let's get
trophy hunting banned. Come on, guys.
We can do it.
They sound like they're doing a telethon. They put it on a t-shirt for a movement to stop it. Do they mean deer? Because if we can't hunt deer around here, we're going to have way too many deer around here. I'm just saying. And a dirt alert. Before Diddy went to court to find out if he would be guilty of that 1999 nightclub shooting, he reportedly met with some sort of holy man, shaman, somebody who burned sage and sacrificed a bird for him. BT Dubs, Diddy was acquitted. Okay. And a Kardashian alert. This had me laughing so hard because Kim Kardashian has welcomed a new Tesla Optimus robot into her life and showcased their interaction on social media. And she sounds about as excited as I would to have a robot in my house.
Rock, paper, scissors. Oh, raise the roof. Yep. Hey. Okay. One, two, three. Oh, you're a little slow, but I beat you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. That would be me if there was a robot in my house. No, thank you. No, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That was probably just for taping on the show. I mean, she didn't want that thing. Okay, there we go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, B104.3, and me, Audra Kane. Good morning.